Hey everyone, welcome to episode one of what I'm calling Tonal Recall. Yes, that's a play on the movie title, Total Recall. But this is where I'm going to reach back in my memory and try to come to a conclusion or some conclusions for how I write music or how I write the music that I write, what drives me to want to write these sounds, write this vibe. This curiosity has come because I'm working obviously with Derek and Jeff on a recording project, which you can listen along on that journey as well through a different anchor podcast called Cheap Flight. But as we are podcasting each week or having basically a phone conversation that we publish, we're kind of going back in our own memories and trying to remember things like what was our first instrument and what was our first show and those types of things. And it's just had me thinking a lot lately. Like, I sit down and I write a sketch or a piece of music, it makes me wonder, where does that come from? When is it that I land on something that I like, and why do I like it, and what drives that? So this could just be a silly trail, but I think it's going to be a little bit fun, at least for me, to kind of do some digging and try to get to the bottom of this. So I won't necessarily go in chronological order, but I am going to start today with a song that I completely remember standing out to me when I was a kid. And that's going to be kind of the litmus test for me for what I want to share on this podcast. Like, if I can remember where I was the day I heard X, then that to me means that song for some reason stood out to me. And I'm talking as a musician, just thinking about that song and just, you know, sometimes jaw on the ground kind of experience. So 1979, Electric Light Orchestra releases Don't Bring Me Down. I would have been 9. And I distinctly remember this song. I remember that I was in, I'm pretty sure, a truck with my dad driving. And he would occasionally let us listen to, you know, what I'll consider real radio. And as a youngster being in a fairly legalistic denomination, we were not afforded that all the time. I don't know, for whatever reason, my dad decided that there were certain things that we could listen to. And funny thing too is, even if there was a song that we would listen to that would maybe have a curse word in it, instead of turning that part down, he would actually do the opposite and blare it. And so that's one of the many reasons why he remains a hero for me. But I remember being in our truck, white Ford truck, I'm pretty sure, and this song, Don't Bring Me Down, being on the radio. And it's clear that my father had heard this song prior to this event, and I will explain why here in a second. But first, the lyrics. You got me running, going out of my mind. You got me thinking that I'm wasting my time. Don't bring me down. No, 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 no. I'll tell you once more before I get off the floor. Don't bring me down. You want to stay out with your fancy friends. I'm telling you, it's got to be the end. Don't bring me down. No, 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 no. I'll tell you once more before I get off the floor. Don't bring me down. Don't bring me down, Groose. Yes, pause there for a second. What is Groose? I don't know. We'll talk about it in a minute. Don't bring me down, Groose. Don't bring me down, Groose. Don't bring me down. What happened to the little girl I used to know? You let your mind out somewhere down the road. Don't bring me down. No, 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 no. I'll tell you once more before I get off the floor. Don't bring me down. You're always talking about crazy nights. One of these days, you're going to get it right. Don't bring me down. No, 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 no. I'll tell you once more before I get off the floor. Don't bring me down. You're looking good. just like a snake in the grass. One of these days, you're gonna break your glass. Pause. Always thought that that was supposed to be something else, and they just covered it up. Could it be? Don't know. We move on. Don't bring me down. No, 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 no. I'll tell you once more before I get off the floor. Don't bring me down. And finally, you got me shaken, got me running away. You got me crawling up to you every day. Don't bring me down. No, 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 no. I'll tell you once more before I get off the floor. Don't bring me down. So those are the lyrics. And I can tell you that when this song came on the radio, it stood out to me. And upon reflection now, it's because this song sounded like the future. Now, even though instrumentally in this piece, there are very much your standard rock structure. And you've got, you know, banging piano that sounds like it comes right out of the 60s. And you're still just using drums and guitar. But the way that they layered the keyboards and the way that they both played and mixed the drums sounded very machine-like in the performance. And there are entire little sections of the song where all you hear are the drums. And then there's other sections where you hear the drums and this sort of thing going on. And I'm just, I'm looking at my dad and just thinking, this is so futuristic. This is the future. And here's how I know that my dad had heard this song before, by the way. His middle name, which is the name he goes by, is Bruce, which happens to be my middle name, as I am, yes, a junior. And if you ever call me that, I won't send you a Christmas card. That's my promise. But he goes by Bruce. And so he would, of course, say, "Don't bring me down, Bruce," and, have his cheeky grin on his face while he was saying that each time that it was said, which it said a fair amount in the song. So I think maybe he wanted it to, or just pretended that that song was actually written to him and that he would not bring down the band. Don't know. But of course, I thought that was hilarious when I was a youngster, and I loved it, and I loved the song, and I loved that my dad let me hear the song. And even though I would not say that I go back and listen to that song a lot, anytime I'm driving and hear that on the radio, which is a fair amount, that still gets played to this very day, just goes to prove, I guess, that it really did sound like the future. I crank it up. I love that song. It makes me want to speed. It makes me energized. And I would, like I said, I still think to this day, 2018, close to now, 30 years later, that it very much holds up for today. Also, didn't know that I was hearing this, but in, I think, maybe the third verse, there's this drone note that they're singing. They're singing, you know, kind of a constant drone note through the entire verse. And again, you know, just hadn't heard that before, hadn't heard that in rock and roll or pop. And so hearing it here was inventive and new and exciting. And so with that this is the topic of episode one, is Don't Bring Me Down by ELO. And for those of you listening to this on Anchor, you'll be able to hear it now because I can play it. If this is published out beyond Anchor and you're listening to this, the song can't travel with it. So I would ask you to hop over to your favorite streaming service, whether that's Apple Music, which is mine, or Spotify, which I use occasionally, or even jump over to YouTube. I did watch the video today on Vivo on YouTube, and it is pretty hilarious. I will say that it has not held up in terms of the future, but it's still pretty entertaining. So go and watch that. But I leave you with Electric Light Orchestra, Don't Bring Me Down.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.